Lord Jesus Christ want to share together a very important topic in the book of Revelation.
奉主耶稣圣名啊，我们在这边要分享一个在启示录里面一个非常重要的题目。
Revelation chapter 12.
那是记载在启示录的第十二章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 12.
我们请看启示录第十二章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Revelation chapter 12 verse 1.
启示录十二章第一节。
Now a great sign appeared in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and her head a garland of 12 stars.
天上显出大异象来，有一个妇人身披日头，脚踏月亮，头戴十二星的冠冕。
We know the book of Revelation was written by John on the island of Patmos.
我们知道启示录是由约翰在拔摩海岛上所写的。
And John, of course, was a disciple of the Lord Jesus, apostle of the Lord Jesus.
约翰就是主耶稣的使徒之一。
And he was the oldest one. He was the one who lived longest among the elders.
他活的年岁也是最多，这是也是他最年长的，最年老的。
I think according to his study, he was almost about 90 or 90 something when he was writing this book.
他在写启示录的时候已经九十多岁了。
Of course, this book is God's book, the book of the Lord Jesus.
当然，这本书是主耶稣的书。
He was only the pen used by God.
约翰只是神所用的一支笔而已。
And I'm sure many of us must have learned quite a lot from the book of Revelation.
我相信我们大家从启示录已经学过很多美好的道理。
In the very beginning, you can see the seven churches were mentioned.
在前面几章，我们可以看到写信给七个教会。
And of course, these were just samples of the churches at the time.
这些只是当时教会中的一些例子而已。
And then God has chosen them to teach us many teachings, especially for the true Jesus Church members in the end time.
那神特别用这七间教会，借着写信给这七间教会来教导所有的教会，也是特别要来教导末世的真耶稣教会。
Because really, if you look at it carefully, Revelation is written mostly for us.
如果我们仔细来查考启示录的话，我们会发现启示录就是为我们来写的。
Mostly for us.
大部分都是为我们来写的。
Because the beginning chapters talking about the seven churches.
在前面几章讲到了七间教会。
And of course, the letters, these seven letters must have been read by many of the churches at the time.
当然，这些写给这些教会的书信，当时教会们他们也都有来阅读。
But many of the messages from then on are actually prophecies.
然后呢，我们可以看到之后就有很多的预言。
And this did not take place in the time of the apostles.
那这些预言呢，没有在使徒们的时代来实现。
Well, whether they actually understood all of this or not is another issue.
那他们到底明不明白这些预言这是另外一个话题了。
This is not the much concern of ours at all.
我们今天重要查考的不是他们到底有没有明白这些预言。
Most important is what do we understand?
重要的是我们今天对这些预言有什么样子的了解。这本书到底是要写来做什么的？
Us, actually,
就是要来今天给我们学习的。
For the end time true church,
就是在末世的真教会。
This is very special, isn't it?
这是非常特别的。
Because even Paul did not read the book of Revelation.
甚至保罗他都没有读过这本启示录。
Because Paul died at maybe 80, 60 something.
可能保罗大约在八十六。
AD 60 something.
60-something. 他大约在公元六十几年就过世了。
公元后哦。
公元后。
So, Revelation was written about 90 AD.
那启示录呢，大约是在公元后九十年写的。
So, Paul could not have read Revelation.
所以保罗他没有读过启示录。
But we have to preach Revelation.
但是我们今天要来教导启示录里面的道理。
Then don't you see that we are very specially chosen by God?
所以我们可以、感觉到我们是被神特别所拣选的。
This is not our own doing.
这不是我们自己的、所做出来的一件事情。
This is God's work.
这是神的工作。
This is God's love.
这是神的爱。
God's mercy.
神的怜悯。
God's will. 神的旨意。
神的旨意。
So that we can do something for him in the end time before he comes again.
所以我们能够在末世完成他的工作。就是在他在你之前。
So, if we can have a spiritual and evangelical convocation here at Canonical Park.
所以我们在可诺加教会这边，我们有灵恩布道大会。
This is a marvelous occasion.
这是一个美好的大会。
Maybe at the moment we are not many of us here.
当然，我们现在可能没有很多人在这边。
But by God's grace and God's power, we can grow very fast.
但是借着主耶稣的能力。我们能够迅速的成长。
By God's grace, I've seen many of these kind of incidents.
借着主耶稣的恩典，我也看过了很多这样子的例子。
As we study from today onwards, we will share also with some of the testimonies which are very encouraging for us to grow.
所以在这样过来的这几天啊、我们要从启示录学习，也要跟大家一起分享很多啊、能够鼓励人的一些见证。
So that we can grow. Mightily fast.
所以我们能够有力的成长。
But from this chapter, Revelation,
启示录的这一章里面
，verse one,
第一节
，it is already a very good encouragement.
已经是给我们带来很好的勉励。
John saw a sign.
约翰看到一个大异象。
He saw a sign that appeared in heaven.
这个异象是在天上显现出来的。
What does it mean?
什么意思呢
？It means it's from God.
就是说，这个意象是从神来的。
Very often we can see in the Bible it says heavens open.
常常我们可以在圣经里面提到，当天打开来了。
And if you look at the message there, the what is going to happen, and then that must be a very important message.
如果是天打开来了，有一个什么意象，一个什么讯息，这些意象讯息都是非常重要的。
Or you can just look through all the Bible, you can see heavens open, and you can see different important messages are to be given to the people of the world.
所以我们整本圣经里面，每次当圣经提到天打开来出意象的时候，这就是神要给人重要的讯息。
For example, Peter, you know, saw heavens open, and then a cloth tied at four corners coming down from heaven.
就好像彼得、好像、在一个例子就是当彼得他看到了异象天打开来了从天上降下来一个布是四面、都有围着的、拉着的
And inside the cloth you can see a lot of unclean animals
那从这块大布呢细着视角坠到地上在这个布里面看到了很多不洁净的动物
And the voice told him three times to kill and eat, right?
那有声音跟彼得说彼得起来宰了吃
Three times
有三次来跟他这样说
What does it mean?
是什么意思呢
It means from now on you have to preach to the Gentiles
就是跟彼得说你从现在开始要出去向外邦人传福音了
You Jews from now on do not treat the Gentiles as dogs anymore
你们犹太人现在不可以看外邦人像看狗一样。
It's not true. They look at our Gentiles as dogs.
是不是这样子？本来他们就是看外邦人像看狗一样。
They look at them as unclean animals.
他把外邦人当成不洁净的动物。
But that is not God's will.
但是这不是神的旨意。
So God purposely opened the heaven and let him see this vision, bring him a very vital message for salvation, not just to the Jews, but also to the Gentiles.
所以神让天打开降下了这个异象给彼得看让他知道从现在开始外邦人也要得到这个救恩
So if you look at all these occasions, heavens open, always a great message to be given.
所以每次天打开的时候都可以看到一个重要的异象重要的讯息
Here is the same.
那在启示录这边也是一样
You can see and sign very clearly beheld by John.
这边是约翰看到一个很清楚的意象。
It is from God, it is from heaven, it is godly, it's not from the world.
是从
That is heaven.
天而来是属于神的不是地上的。
What did he see?
他看到什么呢
He saw a woman.
他看到了一个妇人。
This woman is very special.
这个妇人是很特别的一位妇人。
So special that it is impossible to be in that kind of environment.
这是太特别的，不可能有人可以有这样子的一个、oh. 一个情况。
A woman clothed with the sun.
一个妇人身披日头。
Sun is very hot, as you know.
我们知道日头太阳是非常热的。
You look at this woman.
但是我们看这个妇人呢
？But on her is the sun.
她居然披着日头。
Cannot be real, physically real.
这不可能，这不是在一个属物质上有可能有这样子的事情发生。
Because she would be burned to ashes instantly.
因为她马上就会被烧成灰了。
But here, look at her, clothed with the sun.
但是这边居然提到她披戴日头。
Not harmed by the sun.
不被日头的炎热所害。
Feet on the moon.
他脚踏月亮
，hit with a gallon of 12 stars，
头戴十二星的冠冕。
First of all, we gotta understand who the woman is.
首先，我们要先明白这个妇人到底是谁。
I'm sure most of us could have imagined this woman must be the believers of the church.
很多人我们都是相信这个妇人就是代表教会或者是信徒。
The church, of course, made up of believers.
那教会就是信徒的一个聚集。
So the woman, therefore, is actually the church.
所以这个妇人代表的就是教会。
The believers.
就是信徒。
How do we know?
我们怎么知道？
There are many verses in the Bible which tell us this all.
就是在圣经里面有很多经节我们告诉我们的。
Look at an Old Testament verse.
我们看来看旧约。
See who this woman is.
来看这个妇人到底是谁。
Isaiah chapter 54 verse 6.
以赛亚书55章第六节。54章的第六节。
Isaiah 54 verse 6.
以赛亚书54章第六节。
For the Lord has called you like a woman, forsaken and grieved in spirit, like a youthful wife, who, when you refuse, says your God.
主召你如召被离弃心中忧伤的妻，就是幼年所娶被弃的妻，这是你神所说的。
In Chinese is 妻 but in English in the original version is a woman.
在中文里面写的是妻，但是在原文里面英文就是写的妇人。
However, this woman is not very good.
但是这边所提到的妇人并不是一个好的妇人。
This woman here refers to the people of God in the ancient time.
这个妇人指的就是古时候的人，神的选民
，people of God，
神的选民。
But then forsaken，
但是他们却被遗弃了。
We don't want to be a forsaken woman。
我们想要被
，We don't want to be a forsaken woman。
我们不想要成为一个被遗弃的妇人。
Because that means condemnation。
因为那代表的就是灭亡。
Of course, Revelation also tells us the Lamb.The wife of the Lamb.
那在启示录里面又提到了羔羊的心腹，
羔羊的妻
，the 妻
，the wife. That must be a woman.
这个妻一定是一个。
And we know that wife of the Lamb is the church.
那我们知道羔羊的妻代表的就是教会。
So, the Bible uses woman to signify believers.
所以在圣经里面，常常圣经会用妇人来代表教会。
Believers of the Lord Almighty God,
就是那些相信创宇宙全能主的选民。
But this woman, forsaken, in other words, in a sense, not clothed with the sun.
但是这边在以赛亚书这边的这个妇人呢，却是被主所离弃的。
If we know the meaning of the sun, then we can understand better.
如果我们知道了这个太阳的意思，我们就比较能够明白。
This woman, let us first of all understand, is actually the church, the believers.
好，我们在这个妇人所代表的就是教会。
Even Jesus said this in the New Testament.
这甚至是在主耶稣他在新
约里面自己所说的。Who are my brother, my sister? This is my mother. Is the church? There's the church.All these who believe in me actually would become my mother.
所有相信的就是我的兄弟姐妹母亲了。
Therefore, woman signifying the church is very clear in the Bible.
所以在圣经里面，以妇人来代表教会是非常清楚的。
So, what is the sun then?
那这个太阳是日头是什么呢？
The woman is not put on the sun.
这个妇人呢，披着日头。
What does it mean?
这是什么意思？
What is the sun?
这个日头代表的是什么？
Listen to Psalms.
我们请看诗篇
84。
诗篇第八十四篇。
Psalms 84。
诗篇八十四篇。
Psalms 84 verse 11.
诗篇八十四篇第十一节。
84:11.
八十四篇第十一节。
For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. Nothing good, and no good thing will He withhold from those who walk uprightly.
因为主神是日头，是盾牌，要赐下恩惠和荣耀。他未尝留下一样好处，不给那些行动正直的人。
So who is the sun?
所以谁是这个日头呢？
This is the God Almighty.
就是全能的主。
So when the woman is clothed with the sun, that means the woman is clothed with God.
所以当妇人披戴日头，就是这个妇人把神披戴在身上。
Wow, that is marvelous, isn't it?
这是非常奇妙的。
If we can clothed with the sun,
如果你可以披戴日头
，then of course you have all the goodness, all the blessings of God.
这样你就拥有了神一切的美好。
But what does it mean actually being clothed with the sun?
那这个披戴日头到底真正代表的是什么呢
？Look at what Paul tells us.
我们来看保罗所告诉我们的。
Galatians chapter 3.
加拉太书第三章。
Galatians chapter 3.
加拉太书第三章。
Verse 27.
二十七节
Galatians 3:27
加拉太书第三章第二十七节
For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ
二十七节你们受洗归入基督的都是披戴基督了
So the message is very clear
所以这个道理是非常的明白
A woman clothed with a sun
这个妇人披戴着日头
means he must be baptized into the Lord Jesus Christ.
也就是说，这个人他一定是受洗归入了基督
because Christ is God in the flesh.
因为基督就是神在世上成为肉身
He is God himself.
就是神本身
He is to save us in this world.
他是世上的救主
So as long as we have believed in the Lord Jesus.
所以只要我们相信了主耶稣基督
We are baptized in the name of Jesus in living water by the power of the Holy Spirit
我们奉主耶稣的圣名在活水里面借着圣灵的力量全身入浸受洗
Sins cleansed then we put on the sun
这样子我们的罪就被洗净我们就披戴这个日头了
I think during this convocation we're going to have water baptism, right?
在这一次的灵恩布道大会我们应该会有受 洗礼
So after water baptism, those who have been baptized would put on Christ
在受洗之后那些受洗的人他们就披戴了基督
But this should not and must not be taken lightly or casually
但这个不是能够随随便便来披戴的
不是随随便便的
不要忽略这一件事情
Because after we've been baptized for many years
因为当我们受洗过后
Is it not true? Many of us have been baptized for many years
像我们这边在座的很多位我们都已经受洗好多年了
We sometimes neglect that we have been baptized
有时候我们忽略了我们已经被受洗了这个事实
We've forgotten that moments of importance The most important time in our life
我们已经忘记了我们人生当中最重要的那一刻
Unless even though we are baptized as babies Or the parents should have told us Or you were baptized you know?
就算我们还是婴孩的时候被受洗我们的父母也告诉我们你已经受过洗了
Some people remember their physical date of birth very clearly
有些人他们对自己的生日他们非常的记得
But the spiritual birthday is,、Let me think maybe October Maybe December Can't remember
但是对他们属灵的生日、他们不是很记得可能七月可能八月十月也有可能
Because they don't pay attention to water baptism The importance of being clothed with the sun
他们没有很注重这一天就是在 他们披戴日头的那一天。
They've forgotten that they put on Christ after water baptism.
他们忘记了在受洗过后就是披戴基督了。
But thank God, many of the TCA members do realize and recognize the importance of putting on the sun.
但是感谢主，还是有很多真耶稣教会的信徒，我们都是记得这个披戴基督的重要性。
So in this convocation, we have to remind ourselves we have been put on the sun.
所以在这一次的灵恩会，我们要互相的提醒，我们是披戴日头的人。
We are so special as compared to other people in the eyes of God.
在神的眼中，我们跟别人比起来是很特别的。
We are the selected chosen ones in the world.
我们是在世上神特别所拣选的。
Because we have been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ, have put on the Son.
因为我们已经受洗归入了基督，披戴基督，披戴日头了。
If we forget about this,
如果你忘记了这件事情
then we will not do well spiritually.
这样子我们的灵性成长就不会很好。
If we do not remember this,
如果我们忘记了这件事情
what will happen to our life spiritually?
那对我们的属灵的生命会造成什么样子的影响呢
Last night we talked about physical life, spiritual life, and eternal life.
昨天晚上我们讨论的肉体的生命、属灵的生命和永远的生命。
After putting on Christ,
在披戴基督之后。
After putting on the sun,
在披戴了日头之后。
We have spiritual life.
我们就有了属灵的生命。
This spiritual life means no sins, no death.
这个属灵的生命代表的就是不再犯罪，没有死亡了。
When do we have spiritual life?
我们什么时候得着这个属灵的生命
？You know and I know after water baptism.
我们都知道，这就是在受洗之后。
That is after putting on Christ.
就是在披戴耶稣之后。
When do we have spiritual life?
我们什么时候得着了这个属灵的生命
？During our physical lifespan in this world, leading a holy life.
就是在我们还活着的时候，过着圣洁的生活。
That is spiritual life.
这就是一个属灵的生活。
That's why Paul says some of you are not spiritual.
所以就好像保罗说的，你们有些人实在是不属灵。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because they've been clothed with the sun.
因为虽然他们披戴了日头
They put on Christ.
他们披戴了基督
They've been cleansed by the blood of Jesus through the water.
他们已经受主耶稣的宝血 所洗去了他们的罪
What do this, a few you know, of these people in the church do?
但是在真耶稣教会里面可能少数某些人也是有这样子的情况
What do they do?
他们怎么样呢
Look at Romans chapter 13.
我们请看罗马书第十三章
Verse 14
十三章的第十四节。
Romans 13:14.
十三罗马书十三章第十四节。
Romans 13:14.
十三章第十14啊，第十四节。
But put on Christ the Lord Jesus, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts.
总要披戴主耶稣基督，不要为肉体安排。去放纵私欲。
Once we've forgotten that we're put on Christ after water baptism,
当我们受洗之后，如果我们忘记了我们是披戴基督的
，we've forgotten we've been clothed with the sun.
我们已经忘记了我们身披日头。
And then what will happen?
会发生什么事情呢
？We'll make provisions for the flesh.
我们就会专注的来为肉体安排。
To do what?
去做什么呢
？To fill. To fulfill its lusts,
去放纵私欲，肉体的私欲。
This happens to a few members in the church.
这在教会里面的少数人身上，我们也看到这样子的情况。
So in this convocation, we have to encourage one another.
所以在这一次的灵恩会，我们要互相的
勉励。To help one another.
我们要互相的帮忙。
To make sure the sun is not taken away from our body.
我们要确定这个身披的日头不被拿走。
If we do this, if we take it away.
如果被拿走了
，then we'll make provisions for the flesh to sin against God.
这样子我们就会为肉体安排来放纵私欲，违背神
，or
犯罪神。
On the other hand, if we, you know, sin against God,
如果我们犯罪了
，and the sun will depart from us.
这样子这个日头就会离开我们。
This is going to be very painful, isn't it?、
那这样子这个发生的时候，我们就一定会是很痛苦的。
So after being put on the sun.
所以在披戴的日头之后
，Paul tells us，
保罗告诉我们
，From now on， make no provision for the flesh to sin against God。
从现在开始，不要再为肉体安排去放纵私欲得罪神。
If you look at this statement of Paul，
如果我们来看看保罗所写的这一句话
，It tells us sins are everywhere。
我们可以发现罪何处都在。
Temptations are everywhere. Enticements of satanic snares everywhere in your life.
到处啊，我们生活的到处都会发现有从魔鬼来的试探引诱。
It is true.
这是真的。
Even in the holy temple of God, you can still see the work of Satan.
就算在神圣洁的殿里面，我们都可以看到魔鬼的工作。
That is true.
这是真的。
That is true. Right from the beginning of Garden of Eden.
就是从头开始就是这样子的，在伊甸乐园里面就发生过了。
Before Adam and Eve sinned against God,
在亚当夏娃犯罪
得罪神之前 ，The Garden of Eden was so holy.
这个伊甸园都是非常的圣洁。
And yet Satan could still enter into it.
但是这个时候，撒旦已经能够进到这里面来
，and destroyed or defeated God's most honorable creation, Adam and Eve.
来打败神最好。最美好的创造就是亚当和夏娃
honorable, 最荣耀
最荣耀尊贵的创造
Is that true?
这是不是这样子吗
First Adam was defeated
首先的亚当被打败了
Therefore Jesus came
所以主耶稣来到世上
To help us
来帮助我们
To clothe us
来披戴我们
So that we can eventually be like him
这样子我们以后能够成为像他一样
So that we can return to the time whenSatan has not defeated Adam and Eve.
所以我们能够回到之前，就是在撒旦打败亚当夏娃之前。
That is only possible through after being put on the sun.
这只有在披戴日头之后才能够完成的事情。
But from then on, Paul says, make no provision for the flesh.
所以保罗说，在披戴耶稣基督之后，就不要再为肉体安排了。
What does it mean?
什么意思呢
It means sins will not naturally come into our life.
就是说罪不会很自然的进入我们的生活当中
That is why what Jesus tells us.
这也是主耶稣来告诉我们的
He said, pray to the Heavenly Father.
所以主耶稣向天父来祷告
Let us not enter into temptations.
带领我们不要进入试探引诱
The Chinese version is to meet. Actually, the original version is not to enter.
其实在原文里面这句话应该是让我们不要进入试探
But in Chinese it's the 预见对不对、
在中文里面是说免我们预见试探、
Actually it should be lead us not into temptation
但是其实不是我们不叫我们预见试探而是叫我们说不要进入试探
So making provisions is very clear What does it mean?
所以为肉体安排，这在我们来说就非常的明白了。
因为 sins are surrounding us, temptations are surrounding us.
因为在我们的周围有很多的罪，有很多的引诱试探。
We are surrounded by friends who are not spiritual.
我们周围可能有很多朋友，他们都是不属灵的。
We are surrounded by colleagues who are not clothed with the sun.
我们周围可能有一些有很多同事都是没有穿戴日头的，披戴日头的。
Our classmates,
我们的同学
our coworkers,
我们的同事
our workmates, our friends,
我们的朋友
or sometimes even one or two of the TJC members,
甚至有一些我们真耶稣教会其他的信徒
if they are not cultivated yet,
如果他们还没有做好灵修
if they have put away this cloth that is the sun,
甚至他们如果已经脱下了这个日头
they can influence us to do the same, to take away the sun from our life.
他们也可能会影响我们，让我们也脱下这些的日头。
And then that would be disastrous spiritually.
那对我们属灵的生命来说，就会造成很大的打击。
The message is very clear.
所以这个
信息很清楚。
信息是非常的清楚。
What is this message?
这个信息是什么呢
？For a person to fall eventually,
一个人一直到他跌倒的那个时候
，there is a process.
他有一个过程。
That is, he would begin.Gradually and make opportunities, create opportunities to sin gradually and gradually.
就是这个人他会慢慢的找到机会或者是创造机会来犯罪。
Is that true?
不是这样子吗
The few members in the true church have fallen.
如果我们看到我们教会里面有一些已经失败的
堕落的 You look at them, look at if you analyze their progress,a fall, you can see it is not a matter of one or two days matter.
有时候我们仔细观察的时候，我们发现他们最后会这么堕落，不是一两天造成的。
There's a brother.
有一个弟兄。
Working for God. Hard working for God.
他是为神很热心的工作。
But unfortunately, because he created opportunities to sin against God.
但是很可惜的，因为他制造了机会来犯罪，得罪神。
A very hardworking person in the church for many years.
他本来在教会里面好多年热心的服事。
But because of his love shown towards one of his workers,
但是因为他对他生意上的伙伴有很大的爱心。
Because catering business, you know, that he had, he's got to work until midnight.
因为这个餐饮业要一直工作到半夜。
So he said, he employed a woman, no, one of the women there. You know? So he sent her back home after midnight.
所以当他在工作，他也请了一个员工。那这个员工是一位女性。那他晚上工作之后，他就把她送回家。
Out of love.
这是出于爱心的。
In the beginning of your pure heart.
一开始是非常清洁的心。
But after one month, 2 months, after a year.
一个月，两个月，一年过去了。
That kind of relationship feelings towards one another alone inside the car began to develop.
那他们慢慢的就有了感情，在车子里面。
Alone.
在车就是独自两个人在车子里面这段时间，慢慢的就有了感情。
And then eventually he committed sexual immorality.
所以后来他就跟这个这个女人犯了奸淫的罪。
This could have been prevented.
这其实是可以避免的。
Why didn't he ask the wife to take care of her?
为什么他不叫他自己的太太来把这个女人载回去呢？
Distance is not very far from their workplace.
其实从他们工作的地方没有很远的一个距离。
So this is creating opportunities to sin.
这个就是创造了机会来犯罪。
And then he was defeated.
所以他就被打败了。
Definitely.Not clothed with the sun anymore.
他就绝对没有了这个日头再披戴在他身
上。That's why Paul says, those who have been put on Christ do not make provision for the flesh to sin.
所以保罗说，披戴主耶稣基督的就不要为肉体安排。
Those who have been clothed with the sun have got to be very careful in what they do.
那些已经披戴日头的人要非常的小心他们的日常生活。
We have to share with our brothers and sisters.
我们要跟我们的弟兄姐妹来分享。
On children at home,
我们要跟我们家里的小孩来分享。
Teach them what is needed.
要教导他们所需要的。
We cannot learn from the world.
我们不要向世界来学习。
Give them freedom, freedom today, nowadays. Let them think themselves. Give them freedom.
有时候有些家长说，让小孩自由，让他们自己去学习发展。
Freedom will become eventually the doom will be doomed.
有时候自由到最后就是毁灭。
It's true, isn't it?
是不是真的？这是真的。
Chinese, it's not easy, huh? Freedom has become doomed. It's not easy. Anyway, the point is this. For example, we teach the youngsters.
所以就一个例子，我们有时候我们会教导我们的小孩。
Children, you know, youngsters, before you get married, do not go out together alone.
我们会教导他们说，孩子们啊，你们在结婚之前不要。两个人一起单独的出去。
This is the message all the preachers throughout the whole world.
这是全世界每个传道都会这么说的。
Also the wish of the parents.
这也是父母他们的一个希望。
It is also the teaching of Paul.
这也是保罗的一个教导。
Because if we do not teach our youngsters,
因为如果我们不教导我们年轻的一代
，or even people who are married,
甚至是已经结婚的
，I'm just taking as an example.
我只是跟我们讲一个例子。
Then you can see many people can engage in sexual immorality.
那其实很多人后来就犯了奸淫的罪，淫乱的罪。
Just like this brother was excommunicated.
就好像我们刚刚所提到的这位被除名的弟兄。
Very painful. Many people cried.
非常的悲伤，非常的痛苦。有很多人为了这件事情流泪。
Why? Because after putting on Christ, he gave provisions. He created opportunities to sin against God.
为什么呢？因为在他披戴耶稣、披戴日头之后。他创造了机会来犯罪。
So sins do not, temptations do not simply come into our life.
所以这个试探不是很容易能够进到我们生命当中的。
But we are surrounded by temptations.
虽然我们四周都有很多的试探引诱。
It's up to us to make no provisions for the flesh to sin.
而是要我们自己不要为肉体来安排。
Because Jesus has done his part.
因为主耶稣的部分他已经完成了。
He has clothed us with his grace, his love.
他已经把他的爱，把他自己披戴在我们身上。
He has clothed us with his blood.
他用他的宝血披戴了我们。
It's up to us now to do our work.
是我们现在要来做好我们的部分。
Do not create opportunities for the flesh to fulfill its lusts.
不要为肉体的安排去放纵私欲。
This is something that we have to share with all the brothers and sisters.
这是我们要跟每一位弟兄姐妹来做分享的。
So that we can continue.To make sure, like this woman clothed with the sun,
所以我们就能够像这个妇人继续的披戴日头。
If we can do this,
如果我们可以这样做
wow, blessings will come upon us.
这样做我们就可以得到很多的福气。
Isaiah tells us,
以赛亚书告诉我们
61 verse 10,
61章第十节。
Isaiah 61 verse 10,
以赛亚书六十一章第十节。
Let's read that verse.
六十一章第十节，我因神大大欢喜，我的心靠神快乐，因为他拯救，他以拯救为衣给我穿上，以公义为袍给我披上，好像新郎戴上华冠，又像新妇佩戴装饰。
This spells out many goodness, or a lot of goodness, various kind of goodness after we have been put clothed with the sun.
这就是这边、告诉了我们在披戴日头的很多的好处。
This is first of all the garments of salvation will be given to us.
首先，这个是拯救的衣服。
This is wonderful. If we continue to be clothed with the sun,
如果我们继续的披戴这个日头
，making no provisions for the flesh to sin,
不再为我们的肉体来安排去放纵私欲。
And you can see God will give us a cloth us with the garments of salvation. How wonderful!
我们可以看到我们穿戴的这个被穿上的就是拯救的衣服。
That means we have to maintain a spiritual holy life.
这就是告诉我们要维持一个属灵的圣洁生活。
Physical life, spiritual life, and then eternal life.
我们肉体的生命、属灵的生命到永远的生命。
If we don't have a spiritual life,
如果我们没有这个属灵的生命
，it means take away the clothes, of sun, of the sun, or take away the sun.
也就是说，这个披戴的日头被拿走了。
Then we will not have this garments of salvation.
这样子，我们就失去了这个拯救的衣服。
So putting on, keeping the sun on us means continue to be in spiritual cultivation to lead a sanctified life.
所以披戴继续的过着披戴日头的生活，就是继续过着灵修的生活，过着属灵的生活。
Then we have these garments of salvation,
the
eternal life.
我们才能够被穿上这个拯救的衣裳，让我们得着永远的生命。
So to have the garments of salvation.
所以要得到这个拯救的衣裳
so the condition is very clear.
它的条件非常的明
白。What is the condition?
它的条件非常的清
楚。We must also be covered with the robe of righteousness.
这个条件就是在这边所提到的以公义为袍。
In other words, we must continue leading a life pleasing God and man in holiness, in words, in deeds, in actions.
就是在我们的言语行为上就要过着圣洁公义的生活，继续的讨神的喜悦。
This is called robe of righteousness.
这就是以公义为袍给我披下。
If you don't have the robe of righteousness,
如果我们没有穿上这个公义的袍子，
we will be deprived of the garments of salvation.
这样子我们连拯救的袍子也会被拿走的。
For sure, the sun is going to depart from us.
这样子我们就再也没有披戴的这个日头。
On the other hand, if we continue putting on the sun,
但是如果我们继续披戴日头
，Oh, his blessings will come upon us.
他的福气，他就会继续的来祝福我们。
Just like a bridegroom decking himself with ornaments, a bride adorning herself with jewels.
好像新郎戴上华冠，又像新妇佩戴装饰。
This part of the verse tells us all the goodness that God will give us.
这就是、形容神要给我们的很多的好处。
Physically, earthly blessings will come upon us.
属世的地上的福气神要加上加给我们。
Most importantly, eternal life will be showered upon us.
更重要的 永远的生命也要赐给我们。
The condition is, do not take away the sun from us.
条件就是我们不要离开或者是除掉这个披戴的日头。
Do not create or make provision to sin against God.
不要为我们的肉体制造机会或者是安排去放纵私欲。
And then, so-called the son of righteousness will help us in all kinds of situations. Then it's God himself.
那公义之子就要来帮
son,
公义的太阳就要来帮助我们。
God is righteous.
因为神是公义的。
Sometimes we are in dangers.
有时候我们落在危险当中。
Danger of sinning against God.
就是危险当中几乎要来犯罪神、得罪神的。
In calamities of life that we sometimes find it difficult to bear.
有时候在困苦当中，我们发现我们忍受不住了。
But as long as we keep on the sun,
但是只要我们紧紧的抓住这个太阳
，What would be the blessing?
这样子神就会成为我们的福气。
What kind of blessing?
什么样子的福气呢？
Malachi chapter 4 verse 2.
马拉基书第四。
Malachi chapter 4 verse 2.
马拉基书第四章第二节
tells us something very important.
马拉基书第四章第二节告诉我们一些非常重要的事情。
But to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go out and grow fat like stuff fat.
第二节。但向你们敬畏我名的人，必有公义的日头出现，其光线有医治之能。你们必出来跳跃，如园里的肥犊。
Sometimes when we keep on the sun, putting on the sun continuously, no matter what happens,
继续的穿戴日头
，we can encounter persecutions.
我们可能会遇到逼迫
，we can encounter things that might not be pleasant in our life.
我们也会遇到生活上。不愉快的事情
，even physical illnesses，
甚至啊、肉体上的病痛
，no， all kind of possible distresses in our life，
在人生当中有各样的苦难。
But the Son of Righteousness, He will never leave us alone。
但是这个公义的日头永远不会离我们而去。
He will heal us with His wings。
他要医治我们，就是用他的光线或者是翅膀。
His wings means his power.
这个光线翅膀呢，代表
光线啊 ，wings or wings， 翅膀哦。
这个写光线，可是在原文里面或者英文里面是翅膀。那这个翅膀呢，代表的就是他的能力。
God's power can heal us.
神的能力能够帮助我们。
So message is this.
所以这个讯息是这样子的。
When we encounter difficulties.
当我们遇到困难的时候。
When we have misunderstanding, amen.Misunderstanding among each other in the church.
当我们在教会里面有一些误会的时候
，This is a kind of sickness.
这就好像是生病了一样。
If we're not careful,
如果我们不小心
，This can disrupt our unity in the church.
这个这样子的事情能够让我们的团结受到亏损。
This can dampen our spiritual growth.
这会妨碍我们属灵的成长。
This is the time we have to remember we are clothed with the sun.
所以就是在这个时候，我们要来提醒我们自己。
We rely on Him through prayers, through fasting prayers.
我们要披戴日头，我们就是要靠着主的力量，要借着祷告、禁食的祷告。
Kabak Church, as I was told by Preacher Chan, 50-60 members maybe, 50 something members.
啊，陈传道告诉我们，可诺加教会我们大约有50-60位信徒。
But with the brothers and sisters, and our Korean brothers and sisters, maybe a bit more.
那我们在加上什么？
如果加上韩国弟兄姐妹就比较多了。This is wonderful.
这是很好的。
This is great.
这是很棒的。
Just like in London.
就好像在伦敦一样。
We have many different kinds of people.
我们有很多不一样的人。
In the very early years of London Church.
在伦敦教会的一开始。
There are a little bit of hiccups, problems, difficulties.
我们有一些小小，有一些稍微有一些问题。
Because we come from so many different countries.
因为我们都从不一样的地方来到了伦敦。
From Hong Kong, from Malaysia.
从马来西亚，从香港。
From Singapore.
从新加坡。
From China.
从大陆。
From Africa.
从非洲。
Oh, many countries, just a United Nations.
好多的地方就好像联合国一样。
But thank God.
但是感谢主。
Everybody.Just sees the sun clothing on his body.
每一个人看到的就是他们身披日头。
We are the same. We are wearing the same clothing.
我们都是一样的，我们穿着一样的衣裳。
We put on the same sun.
我们披戴着一样的日头。
We are supposed to drink the spiritual drink, the same spiritual drink.
我们喝同样的灵水。
We have eaten the same spiritual food.
我们吃一样的灵粮。
But God is so good.
神非常的美好。
So that we are not so bored.
所以我们不会。
So, bored, 怎么讲？
无聊，
无聊啊！
所以我们不会这么的无聊。
Because if it's of the same color, it's very bored, you know.
如果我们都是一样的人，那太无聊了。
什么样的颜色啦？
一样的颜色、肤色，那太无聊了。
Oh, different kinds of color putting together to form the church. Oh, how wonderful!
那当一个教会里面有不一样的人种，哎，看起来非常的好。
This is the grace of God.
这是神给我们的一个恩典。
So sometimes we're very careful.
所以有时候我们要小心。
We want to segregate ourselves.
如果我们要分离，要有一个距离，
that's not nice.
那这样子很 不是很好。
This kind of idea is a sickness.
这样子的一个想法，要分离的想法，这就是一种病。
We have to ask God to heal us.
我们要求神来医治我们。
But the Son of Righteousness can heal us.
但是这个公义的日头呢，能够医治我们。
Oh, he can help us.
能够帮助我们。
Then we have joy as we have heard, you know, from the prayer session.
那我们就能够像今天早上早祷会所得到的讯息，
If there's no joy in our spiritual in our life,
有喜乐。如果我们的属灵的生命当中没有喜乐
，There must be some kind of sickness.
那这样子，我们一定是有什么问题，有什么病患
？It could be physical.
可能是我们身上的病。
But most importantly, it could be spiritual sickness.
那更有可能的是我们属灵上生病了。
All these kind of sicknesses must be healed by the power of the wings of the Almighty God.
这个属灵上的疾病都是要借着公义的日头，借着他的能力、他的翅膀来把它医治好。
So that we can grow and grow, become so fat.
所以我们能才能够继续的成长茁壮，变成好像很肥一样。
This is starved calves.
好像这个肥犊。
It's good, though.
很好啊。
This is spiritual, of course.
当然，这个是属灵的。
But physically, we don't want to be too fat, of course.
但是我们肉体上 不用那么肥，没关系。
Yes, it's not very healthy.
因为不是太健康。
But this is very spiritual.
但是这个是属灵上来说。
We can grow and grow to be so fat, spiritually.
我们属灵上能够继续的成
长茁壮。The church here will grow.
我们教会继续的。
The church can grow.
的教会可以成长。
I've seen a church.
我看到一个看过一个教会。
Five years ago, only 20 something people.
五年前，他们只有20个人。
Every year, I see this church.
每一年，我都会回到这个教会来牧养。
Last time I saw this church was October last year.
那我最后一次拜访问这个教会呢，是去年的。
You how many people now?
现在有几个人了呢
？More than 200 people.
超过200位信徒。
This is God's grace.
这是神的恩典。
Why?
为什么
？People are united to serve. As we can talk more about this.
因为在这个教会，他们同心的来为主做工。那我们可以再更加的。
They've got a way to preach the gospel.
他们有一个他们传福音的方式的模型，非常好。
Many other church TJC churches are following this kind of pattern.
那有很多真耶稣教会，我们也向这个教会来学习。
We ask God to help us.
我们求神帮助我们。
Since we have been clothed with the sun.
那既然我们已经披戴了日头
，Don't take it away.
我们不要把它除掉。
Do not make provisions to sin against God.
我们不要为肉体来安排去放纵私欲得罪神。
Do not forsake spiritually.
不要
forsake spiritually.
不要放弃。
Forsake that means do not become sick.
Oh,
spiritually.
不要有属灵上的病痛。
不要生这种病。
不要生这种属
灵
的病。
Oh, that means hatred.
就好像恨
jealousy,
啊、嫉妒
all kinds of grudges,
或者是一切啊、怨恨的事情。
These kind of spiritual sicknesses are even more detrimental than physical illnesses.
这些属灵的生病比一些肉体上的病痛还要来得严重。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because physical illnesses do not stop us going to heaven.
因为肉体上的病不会阻挡你去上天国。
Physical illness sometimes actually can help us to go to heaven.
有时候肉体上的病还能够帮助你早一天上天国。
We pray, you know, ask God to help us, to heal us, to cultivate us.
我们肉体上病痛的时候，我们往往都是祷告求神帮助。
And then become better, and then spiritually become better. But spiritual sicknesses all let us down.
当主啊医治我们的时候，我们信心就更加的加添。但是属灵的生病呢，有时候更加的危险。
We're going to pray now according to schedule.
照着我们的安排表，我们现在要祷告了。
Sure, Chen told me we have to pray at least about 15 minutes here after this service.
那我们结束的祷告，我们要祷告15分钟。
So that we can be truly filled with the power of God.
所以我们能够真正的被神的能力来充满。
And in relatively speaking, of course, there are not many people here.
虽然我们这边没有很多人
，But God is here.
但是神在这边跟我们同在。
If everyone was here, every one of us here can pray to God to strengthen the assisting members.
如果我们每一个人都向神祷告，求他来加添我们教会的能力
，the assisting members， 是目前有的信徒。
现在我们全部拥有的。的信徒
ask every God to strengthen everyone, empower everyone.
我们求神把他的力量加添给每一位信徒。
Then we can preach to many more people.
这样我们就能够把这个福音传给更多的人。
So that the sun is always on us.
那这样子，这个日头就会一直在我们的身上。
Let's come forward and pray.
我们到前面来祷告。